Michael Phelps is a hero in America. The 23-year-old swimmer has already earned 3 gold medals in Beijing. Millions of Americans are enthralled by Phelps's achievements. Hundreds of millions of Indians are in seventh heaven because of what Abhinav Bindra did yesterday. Bindra earned India its first gold medal in 28 years, and he became the first Indian ever to claim an individual gold medal at the Olympics. Bindra won the 10-meter air rifle event in Beijing. Tinku Ray reports from New Delhi.
Today's headlines say it all. India's gold finger, one in a billion, and at last. The response on the streets to Abhinav Bindra's achievement is just as enthusiastic.
At least we have proved ourselves that, you know, we can at least win a gold.
I think Abhinav has done a great job for India, and all the congratulations, and he should keep up.
I think the fact that India has won a gold medal and in Olympics is a very proud moment.
All I gotta say is, as all the Indians say, it's about time to chuck the India.
Chuck the India means go for it, India. It's also the name of a Bollywood movie about a victorious Indian women's hockey team. The man at the center of all the attention, gold medal winner Abhinav Bindra, seems unfazed by it all. He said, "I just went for it aggressively and I wasn't scared of losing. I did not have any fear that I would crumble. Even if it didn't go my way, I would have been happy, and that's the true victory." Back home in Chandigarh in northern India, the athlete's father, A.S. Bindra, says Abhinav has made his country proud.
It is a great moment that India, after a span of 128 years in the Olympic history, has excelled in a sport of shooting.
A.S. Bindra supported his son in a big way. He built a shooting range at home for Abhinav to practice in. He even funded trips to Germany for his son for special confidence-building sessions. A.S. Bindra's next mission, should he choose to accept, is to get his son married. That shouldn't be difficult now that Abhinav Bindra is a national hero. For The World, I'm Tinku Ray in New Delhi.